Hello and welcome to a special interview. Today we are going to be interviewing MJ from Mooney's Cast.
Hello.
Hello, MJ.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here too. For the first question, where do you see yourself in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, I would have to say that would be a difficult question. Let me see. I guess I like to sing. I would like to be in about 5 years or less on American Idol, like William Hung, and come out with a record deal like William Hung.
Well.
What?
Wow.
Why, thank you. I don't know if I can sing that well, but I've heard from people that I can. It would be nice to hear the world say that, just like William Hung, because he's an awesome singer, just like me.
I know. He is amazing.
Yes. Yeah. I would like to have a platinum album in about 5 years, which is when I'll be about 19. That would be a good thing to have when I get into college.
Very good thing.
Yes. Is there another question for me?
Yes, there is. If you were an animal, or a can of soup, or some other random object, which one would you be?
I would have to say a can of soup. I think that would be the most interesting thing in the world to be. You can be any flavor, but of course you can really only have one type of label, especially if it's Campbell's, which is my favorite. Love Campbell's soup. Mm-mm, good.
Yum, yum.
Yes, yum, yum. Tomato is my favorite.
Ooh, yes, tomato is good.
Are there any more questions?
Of course. What are your weaknesses?
My weaknesses? I have to say my weaknesses are paper cuts. I break down and fall on the floor when I get a paper cut. It almost makes me want to cry. I don't know. Is there any more questions for me?
That's so unfortunate that you're going to... Paper cuts are very, very hurtful.
I know they can be very painful. Okay. Are there any more questions?
Okay. What particular interests you about Sailor Moon?
Well, I would have to say, because I was in first grade, it was a cartoon, and you know, first graders like to watch cartoons, and the paper cuts coming back to haunt me.
No, I feel your pain.
I know, I have one on my thumb right now.
I have one on my finger too. And you know what else is sad?
Why?
Sailor Moon is not doing anymore.
I know. Oh, it's so sad.
And it just makes it so terrible. So terrible.
It's very, very terrible.
And painful.
Yes, but see.
No, I know. Oh, okay, final question.
Isn't there another one after this final question?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. I'm just sad.
Okay.
What would people in your past say about you?
Well, they might say I talk too much. I don't know. I don't know if this interview here would like portray that at all. I guess I stutter a lot too. I guess people would say that as well. Like I said before, people think I can sing like William Hung, so that's a huge ambition in life for me. So yeah, talking and singing like William Hung.
Wow. That's a big dream to fulfill.
Why, thank you.
Yes.
Are there any more questions?
If everyone in the world jumped off a bridge, would you do it too?
Of course not. Well, what?
Well, I'm thinking about the paper cut again.
I know. But back to the question. Well, what? Jumping off a bridge, I wouldn't do it.
But what if everyone in the world did it?
I still wouldn't do it, because it's stupid.
But everyone in the world would be dead, and you would be all alone.
No, I wouldn't. I'd have my puppy.
But your puppy would jump up too. Everyone in the world would jump off.
But no, my puppy is not in everyone.
Yes, but he would jump off too. He's part of the world. It would just be you.
But you should have been more specific. I thought you were talking about humans. Now you're talking about dogs.
I said everyone in the world. The world. That's the doggies and the kitties and the people and all the other animals, the fishies and the mice and everything.
Piggies too?
Yes, piggies.
But I like piggies.
Listen, I don't care if you like the piggies. They would jump off too. Every little thing in the world would jump and you would be all alone.
But if everything in the world would jump off a bridge, then how would a bridge jump off the bridge? Then there would be nothing for everyone in the world to jump off of.
Well, the bridge would leave last. The people would jump off the bridge, and then the bridge would fall, and then you would be all alone.
But what if I need to cross it later?
Well, you can't, because the bridge is gone.
That's sad.
I know, but...
That a person?
Would you jump off the bridge too?
No, I already said that. It's stupid. Why would everyone else in the world jump off a bridge? I would not. It's stupid.
I know it's stupid, but all the people do it, and you would be all alone, and the world would be like blank, and nothing would be there. Just all alone, just you.
But if everything in the world would jump off a bridge, then that would mean everything of the world would jump off the bridge. That means I would be left in space, and that means that there would be no air or oxygen, so I would die anyways.
I guess so.
That is very sad. That makes me sadder than the paper cut.
Sadder than the paper cut?
I'm afraid so.
Oh no, no. Oh no, here we go again. Oh no.
I think this is the end of our interview.
Okay.